Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Landon Tengwall on this Memorial Day weekend. Landon, how are you doing? What are you doing for this long weekend?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. I'm headed up to a little pool house. Going to have some barbecue, some time by the pool with the sun out. It's going to be a good time.
That sounds fantastic. Something got messed up, Landon. I didn't get my invite. It must have gotten lost.
I know. I should have invited you and then told you to bring some food, huh?
There's no free lunch. You got to pave your way. All right, Landon. Well, enjoy it. I'm going to try and do the same thing. Enjoy the long weekend, the holiday weekend. Before we get started, I just want to say hello and welcome to a new sponsor we have for the show. And Landon, that is Bobby Rahal Honda. I have a relationship over there because I just bought a new car from Bobby Rahal Honda. They were fantastic. Matt, Evan, everyone else over there, they were fantastic. I've got a great new Honda CR-V. You saw it, Landon. And they're a great bunch over there, aren't they?
This isn't really a plug at all, but I was talking to someone else and I mentioned that we're working with them. And they said, they're a class act over there. I really love them. Someone else, everybody I've talked to that's dealt with them truly has said good experiences. And we love it over there. Me and Jim might stop in there once a week just to just shoot some talks with the manager. We have a good time.
Yeah, that is Matt. He was fantastic. He was really good to me. And this is the background story on me getting the car. Landon, you're all too familiar with my last car. The engine went. I absolutely needed a new car. I decided I wanted a Honda CR-V. I do not live in State College. I live 90 miles away. I'm an hour and a half away, Landon. And that's the dealership I ended up going to and getting my car. And it was really a fantastic experience.
Jim did not give the full story. We were playing nine holes of golf. His car died when we got to the golf course. He proceeded to play, and actually he played pretty well for that being on his mind. I think I had to take you to the airport to get a rental, and then he found his way to the Bobby Rahal Honda dealership. But we got there and then built some really awesome relationships over there. So we're happy to be partnered.
That is how the story went. Yeah, the car, it crawled into the parking lot, died right there. But hey, do you take care of the car? No. You're at a golf course, you go golfing first, Landon, right? You got to set priorities.
Exactly. From a true athlete, Jim Galante.
See, you're saying it that way because you're still upset because I outdid you at the gym a couple weeks ago. And that's really your issue, Landon. I understand it. You're this big time college athlete and it hurts. It hurts that I outshined you in the gym. This little 64-year-old guy, you got burned. All right.
We'll give it to Jim. I'll let him have it. My Memorial Day present to Jim Galante.
I appreciate that, Landon. Let's move on. Let's talk some actual Penn State football. And it's interesting, Landon, as we're approaching the end of May, and you and I have talked about this. It's the college football calendar is pretty interesting. And as you go, we've talked to you about, okay, what does this time mean? How is it used? How does it work out? What's that little peek behind the curtain? Right now, this is now time for those official visits. First of all, why don't you explain the difference for our listeners between an official visit and unofficial visit and just what goes on with these?
Yeah, I love being able to take everybody behind the scenes a little bit when it comes to these things, because you'll hear some things from Lions 24/7 or Rivals or On3, but you don't really get too much of an in-depth look at what really goes on. So first, to differentiate official visits versus unofficial. Unofficial visits you can take at any time. You can be any grade. There's no restrictions or requirements you have to meet to come on an unofficial visit. It can be contacted with any coach, really. and you'll come up, and that could mean come up and just say hey to the coaches for 10 minutes, or they might show you around the facility and take you all around the academics, all that type of stuff. That really depends how important the coach and, you know, how much the coaches value you. Really, that kind of sculpts what your unofficial visit looks like. But an official visit looks pretty much the same for everybody. You are not allowed, you cannot go on your official visit until you basically are done your junior season. That's normally when all the official visits go on.
Wait, let me interrupt you for a second. Also, an unofficial visit is not paid for. You're on your own dime, yeah, correct?
That is very important. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you have to pay your way. And there, but now with NIL, there are some agencies and people I've been talking to that are trying to basically help fund those type of visits, especially for guys that struggle and can't get to places because they don't have the necessary funds. So that's something that's being worked on. But yes, the universities cannot directly pay for any type of hotel or transportation with unofficial visit. Now, with an official visit, like I said, they really don't start until after the season of all these guys' junior year. And not all teams do them in 1 month, but this is how Penn State does it. They have one each weekend of June. So I think there's actually five Sundays in June. So it won't start till the second Sunday in June, and it will go to the last Sunday in June. And guys get there on about Friday. And let me just backtrack first. It is normally about anywhere from 18 to 22 guys. And you think, so there's four of those. So there's not a ton of room unless you're really high up on Penn State's board. You know, it is definitely an honor to be able to go on official visits. I mean, they're pretty exclusive. So you know that you are the top of the top, and these schools truly want you. There's that piece too. You can come on an unofficial visit, and the coaches might show a little bit of interest, but that doesn't mean they would actually accept. You know, these offers are just thrown around like candy nowadays. That doesn't really have much weight behind them until something like an official visit offer to come to a school is definitely meaningful, that the coaches want you to come to the school. So that's the first thing. So how the official visits look is wherever you're at, if you're far away, if you need to fly, they will set up your flights. That'll be completely taken care of by the team. If you're closer, you'll get a car sent out for you. You can get some type of, you know, I was ready to request a limo, Jim. I'll tell you what, I was in contact with them. I was all ready to do that. I had a heartbreak of a recruiting end to my recruiting, I guess, because COVID hit. I had all three officials lined up, Jim. I already knew I was going to Penn State. I pretty much already told Franklin, but I said, you know, and my dad said that from the beginning. He said, look, and once you commit to Penn State, they have a strict rule. You're not allowed to take any other official visits. And I think some people have seen that guys have been committed and they've taken officials, and then very soon after they are decommitted from Penn State, because that's just a rule that Coach Franklin has. And honestly, I like it. I mean, If you have a girlfriend, you're not allowed to go out and go on a date with another girl. So why are you looking around if you claim that you're committed? So it really sucked that, you know, I waited all that time. I was excited for my officials. And when you're a high school football player, you look forward to those officials because you get treated like a king for the weekend. You get driven around on golf carts. And I'll get into all that in a second. But I set it up, and, you know, I think everybody remembers it hit late March is when it hit. And you know, I was really getting ready for these officials. I had all three lined up: Notre Dame, Maryland, and Penn State. And then had my commitment date set. I got a custom-made suit with Penn State lining on the inside. Everything, oh, wow. Jim. I had it all ready. And then, boom, COVID hit. And I did it from my foyer at my house. So a little different. But so these guys get to enjoy it. I was pretty much the only class. The 2021 class was really the only class that didn't get to enjoy official visits. And We were told by the staff, we said, hey, we're going to get you guys an official visit once you get here. You know, we'll do something nice for you guys. No, it's just like recruiting. You hear all this nice stuff, and then once you get there, you get yelled at day one, and it gets kind of set straight. It's like, all right, these coaches are no longer going to be Mr. Nice Guy to me.
That I forgot that was right in the middle of COVID. So you've been there, though, when other players now, the younger players, have come in and gotten the royal treatment, which you never got.
Yeah.
And I could understand if that kind of burns you and sticks with you for a while. I'd be bitter if I were you also, Landon.
I know. So, I always bring it up to Coach Franklin. But look, I They normally pick veteran players to host. So every player that comes, I mentioned, you know, they're going to be anywhere, even down to like 15, maybe one of the last weekends up to 22 around there. And each player has a host. And it's normally the host is either someone from their hometown or home area or the same position as them. There's normally some type of relation as to why you're being chosen as the host for a recruit that's coming up. You get to experience a little bit. You get a stipend to take your recruit out and do whatever you want with them and, you know, make sure they have a good time. So it's fun being a host. So I got to relive some of that. But to kind of take you to the beginning of the weekend of how the official visit starts is guys will start to trickle in Friday morning, whether that's through flight or through their car. And they'll get to their hotel. They'll get set up. And previously, guys would come into their hotel and they would have the whole hotel room just set up to the nines. I mean, pictures of themselves, their favorite candies, you know, gear, everything you can imagine. Well, while the NCAA has been making all these rule change, this weird rule change kind of snuck in that made some things illegal that you, when you come to the hotel for an official visit, you are no longer allowed to have your room pre-decorated. They have to essentially hand you all the stuff in the lobby of the hotel. And I know this is true because my roommate, Ibrahim Traor, who's a lineman here, he just transferred to Toledo. He took his official visit about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he told me, he said they had like a cart full of all the stuff they were going to put in his room. It was like cake, a big cake, candy, you know, some sweatshirts and pictures, all that nice stuff. And they had it in like a bin for him to wheel on up to his room. So I just thought I'd share that. It's just, you know, little weird things the NCAA always implements to, I guess, make life a little more difficult for these schools. But that's kind of the initial thing. And everybody gets in, they get settled. And that's, you see a lot of guys take videos of that and put on their story. And it's a good time. It just makes them feel, you know, excited and kind of wanted. So then you transition to that Friday afternoon and you start to have dinner. You get together with some of the athletes, the current guys, they match up with their host. You get to know each other a little bit. Sometimes it can be a little awkward because guys are shy and like families are shy, or you can get a really funny, like just insanely, just wild family that you have a great time with. So you never really know when you're a player and you hear, you know, it'll be like Thursday morning, you'll get a text like, hey, if you don't really know the guy, it's like, hey, you know, you got blah, blah, you know, this guy from whoever, Louisiana this weekend, he's the offensive lineman. I need you to host him and you got to go ahead and do it. So you never know what's being thrown at you, but it's almost always a good time.
All right, we're going to end on that note, but we're not done talking about these official visits. When we come back, I want to hear about the rest of the weekend. And I want to hear about the different players that you had as their mentor. We're going to do that when we come back.
Reputation is everything. Hi, I'm Matt Nobby, General Manager of Bobby Rahal Honda State College, and we're proud of the reputation we've built with our customers. We're not just here to sell you a new car. We support you through every mile of your Honda ownership with benefits like free state inspections and a complimentary loaner vehicle. We'll even wash and vacuum your car when it's in for service. Our reputation is car buying made simple and great service after the sale. Stop by our West College Avenue showroom today or go online at BobbyRahalHondaOfStateCollege.com.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Landon Tengwall. I'm Jim Galante. We are talking Penn State football and specifically about official visits. It's that time of year where Penn State will be hosting a lot of players through the month of June on their official visits. We talked about going into this in the first quarter that there's unofficial visits, which are essentially, hey, you could come in anytime, but it's on your own dime. You can make the visit. But the official visit, that's the time that Penn State really puts their best foot forward. Really, the university can pay for the visit. They pay for transportation. We also heard the sad, sad story of Landon's recruitment and how COVID interrupted his ability to do the official visits. That is a real shame. It would have been very cool, one, Landon, like, to send a car. Is it like a limo that they would send for you if they drive you in?
That's what they said. You could pretty much request anything, and I told them, like, I was all set. I wanted a limo. I was like, I want some steaks in the back. I need all of it. I don't know if I was actually going to get the steaks or not, but I don't know. I think they wanted me pretty bad, so I don't know. I probably could have worked it out.
The actual cooked steaks in the back of a limo. I've heard a lot of stuff in limos, but I'm not sure about the cooked steaks. Now, would you have other family members coming up with you?
Yeah. I would have my whole family with me. And sometimes, I mean, they pretty much pay for as many people as you want to bring. I mean, obviously nothing too egregious, but I've seen some big families and they'll come almost 10 people deep. So it's definitely not cheap for Penn State to host these type of weekends, but it pays off when you land these big time recruits.
Okay, now let's talk about the rest of the weekend. You said it's like they come in on Friday. Yeah. Flight is paid for, or the drive in, correct?
Yeah. So, and then if you fly in, they'll pick you up from the airport in a nice car as well. But yeah. So as I mentioned, they'll kind of just get situated in the hotel. Everybody's chilling out. And then there's that initial dinner at around 6 p.m. that Friday night where I said that the parents, they meet their host, they meet up with all the coaches. And this first one is normally at the Arboretum. If you are been in around Penn State, really beautiful spot. And they set up these huge tents. They have really good catering, some of the best food, and you have a good time, meet everybody. And those are honestly some of the best times. There's still a ton of guys. I obviously mentioned I didn't get to go on official visits, but I went on a ton of unofficial visits with different guys that I didn't end up going to Penn State with, but I built great relationships with, and I still will talk to them this day, like Zach Zinter at Michigan, who actually just got drafted recently. I think he's on the Browns, but like really still close with him because we were on a Notre Dame unofficial for a whole weekend together, like that type of stuff. So it's very cool for these athletes, even if they don't come to Penn State, or they do and maybe a buddy they made didn't. It's just very cool relationships that are built on these trips. But kind of get it. Then after dinner ends, everybody kind of goes their separate ways. The players will take the recruits and you go do things that I probably shouldn't really talk about. You know, nothing bad. You just party, you know, it's a good time. You show them around. You want them to want to come here. No one really wants to come to a boring school. But that's also where as a host, you kind of have to figure out, hey, what type of guy do I have? Because you could get a guy that's, you know, absolutely, you know, Drew Aller is not a party animal. I can promise you on his official visit, he wasn't, you know, looking for a party to go to. So you kind of have to figure out, okay, what is my guy like? What does he want to do? What can I do, you know, best my way to get this guy here? And certain guys on the team, they'll argue back and forth. I'm the best recruiter. No, my rate is a 3, you know, they're like, Coach Franklin, I got like a 78% retention rate with these guys, and this and that. We go back and forth on it. Me and Nick Dawkins would fight all the time because we'd get picked back and forth for the offensive line most of the time to handle all the recruits that no one really knew. So, you know, that's a good time. But we actually, there's huge to-go boxes that we will fill up too, because, you know, no matter what you do, you got to eat again later in the night. I mean, there's a ton of food at the Friday night dinner. So everybody's getting to-go boxes, the best wings ever, all that good stuff. And so I guess everybody goes their separate ways. I think there's normally a social either at Champs or back at Coach Franklin's house with all the parents, the coaches. And then, you know, they'll go back early and everybody finds their way back to the hotel room eventually. So that's kind of how the Friday night ends there. And then eventually
you end up back. Well, let me ask a question here. Now, you say that you kind of cater to the personality of the player that you are there with. Do you ever, like, as a group of these hosts, do you ever say ahead of time, okay, we're going to set up a party as a group party, a group thing, where it's like, okay, let's all go there.
Yeah.
As hosts, we've organized this and we bring our players to there.
Yeah, most of the time you'll see, and sometimes you won't really coordinate till you're at that Friday night dinner, but you start to see, okay, oh, this guy's hosting too. You start going up to them like, hey, what do you guys want to do with our guys afterwards, and figure it out. And yeah, you kind of just coordinate all together. So it's not like everybody doesn't go their separate ways. All the players and recruits kind of stay together, and you normally will go to one of the big, you know, it's called like the Yards, the Retreat. There's different like student housing off campus here that everybody kind of goes and just hangs out at. And like I said, just show the players a good time, show them Penn State, show them some of the good food. And so that's why you're given, I believe it's like $150 stipend for the 2 days to kind of spend some money on the recruit. But then, yeah, the next morning, like I said, you make your way back to your hotel room, make sure your recruit gets back. And that's important. You better make sure your recruit gets back to the hotel room. Because there's times you'll be like, dude, I don't want to be out right now, like whatever. Sometimes we'll have some player-led sessions Saturday morning. And it's like, dude, we got something at 9 a.m. Like another player's out with his recruit. I'm like, hey, can you take my recruit, please? Just like make sure they get home safe. And I would always make sure, I'm like, hey, text me when you get home. It's like you're dropping a girl off. It's like, hey, let me know when you get upstairs. Like, please let me know when you get home, because I don't want to get in trouble for you, anything you do wrong. So that's kind of how that goes. And then you wake up Saturday morning. They always have something early. So you'll hear some stories sometimes about recruits missing stuff. Missing the initial breakfast with the coaches. They're like 8 a.m. positional meetings, and they'll go in like it's, you know, we have positional meetings, but they'll go in. It's kind of like a fake position meeting where they bring in, you know, all the cues. We'll go in with the quarterback coach, all the O-line with O-line room, and we'll kind of sit through meetings. But I've heard stories about guys missing it because of activities they wanted to indulge in the night before. So, you know, there's red flags that can present themselves with these recruiting visits. You can see some true colors come out if a guy's a little too wild. But for the most part, it's really just a good time. Saturday, there's a big breakfast at Lash out on the football fields where a lot of extra guys come in. So not really just the host, but you'll see, because everybody gets in work on Saturday mornings, especially in the summertime. So guys will come in and get some work in around 9 a.m., 10 a.m. And after they're done, they'll hit the showers and then come out. And there's a huge tent, big breakfast with, you know, tons of beanbag toss and all these type of games out there. A lot of the coaches will bring their families. They'll normally bring their wives to all of the dinners, but they'll just bring the whole families to that brunch Saturday morning. So that's a really good time. You see a lot of other players that might not be hosts, and they might know some recruits or some families. So everybody gets to mingle, and that's a really good time. After that, you kind of normally go your separate ways. The recruits will then go through a pretty long Saturday where they're going to academics. They're looking at the MAC, which is it's called the Morgan Academic Center. That's where all athletes do their work. It's connected to the Lash football facility, so that's nice to kind of have that right there. But they'll see that. They'll take them around campus. They'll show them where they're going to live, which is called Nittany Apartments. It's those big, if anybody's been around Penn State, it's those big apartments complex that's right next to the Lash football facility. Kind of, you know, give them a rundown of that. Show them where they eat at, all that good stuff. So that's kind of the middle of the day Saturday. And then after that, there's kind of a big pool party that goes on. It's a big-time donor's house here called Don Abbey. Very generous, and lets Coach Franklin and the team use his house all 4 weekends of June. So there's a big pool party. It's a really good time. All the families go. So good barbecue, all that good stuff. So they make sure they do it up and do it right. And then sometimes the players will go to that. Sometimes they won't. It's kind of in the middle of the day. It's kind of discretionary for the current players or the host players if they really want to go to anything. You can kind of go. It just really depends how you feel. And then everybody kind of goes their separate ways. Everybody will go back, take some naps. It's been a long day. And then you go back Saturday night. It is dinner time. But this time, instead of at the Arboretum, we are at Beaver Stadium. We will be up in the I'm not even going to pretend like I know – the south end zone versus it's not up in the club. It's the student section end zone, but if you're facing the student section, it's up to the right a little bit. It's kind of that plateau area up between the student section and I guess in between the student section and the press box. If you guys can imagine that, there's like a flat area up there. So you know, they dress it up nice, and once again, dinner's done by Penn State. It's done really well. Same thing, coaches and wives come, and then all the host families come. And you sit at a table with a variety of different people. It's fun. You get to talk. You get to mingle. Kind of similar stuff to Friday night, but you know the family. You know the player a little bit better. So you're able to make some good conversation. And I feel like Saturday night is really when you start to try to win some guys, and especially the families over, the coaches, and, you know, making it really feel like this is home. This is where you want to send your son. You know, he's going to enjoy it. He's got friends, all that type of stuff. Friday night's a little bit more getting to know them, getting to know the family and the players. So it's Saturday night's a little bit more fun. And then it's the same type of thing. Get the plates. You get a bunch of food to go. All the players are scrambling to get some food to go. The parents will go downtown to Champs with the coaches, and they have a good time down there. And then more of the same stuff, kind of just find a place, show the guys a good time, you know, same thing kind of all over again. And if someone did something the night before and, you know, maybe it didn't go well, you kind of got, like I said, you shape how Saturday night like looks off of how Friday night ended. So you say, hey, you know, what can this guy handle, et cetera, you know, figure out what they like and make sure that they're having a good time, make sure they're safe. That's the biggest thing. You obviously don't want any problems with your recruit. So, and we haven't really, there's never been any real problems. Everybody's been really awesome. And Coach Franklin, you know, only invites, you know, people that he believes would be good with this program. And so we felt that. But then Sunday morning, wake up, kind of the same thing, stumble your way out of bed. And then they get the recruits back home. They get the families back home. You go back on the plane, you go back on the car ride. And that is it. You're kind of, your responsibilities are done Saturday night as a host. That's pretty much it. As long as your guy makes it back to the hotel room safe, you're good.
And is there like an assistant coach back at the hotel doing a head count? Like, okay, we started out with 20 recruits here. Let's make sure we still have 20.
You know, there's not like someone waiting at the Hyatt downtown, but there is, the assistant coaches are obviously aware of things that go on. So they try to make sure, hey, you know, is everybody okay? Text me if you need anything. If you guys need rides, if you need someone, you know, anything, let us know. So that's normally kind of the assistant coaches or the GA. We'll definitely kind of take that role of making sure everybody's okay and that everybody's accounted for.
I get the feeling it's like people are assigned. You're on call for this evening. You better be ready.
100%.
Landon, that's it for this segment. I still have several questions for you. We'll do that when we come back.
Reputation is everything. Hi, I'm Matt Nobby, General Manager of Bobby Rahal Honda State College, and we're proud of the reputation we've built with our customers. We're not just here to sell you a new car. We support you through every mile of your Honda ownership with benefits like free state inspections and a complimentary loaner vehicle. We'll even wash and vacuum your car when it's in for service. Our reputation is car buying made simple and great service after the sale. Stop by our West College Avenue showroom today or go online at BobbyRahalHondaOfStateCollege.com.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He is Landon Tengwall. I'm Jim Galante. We're having a lot of fun with this show. I always enjoy these, Landon. Will you give us a little bit of a view behind the curtain, behind the scenes, what goes on? We are talking about official visits because it is that time of year in June. This is when Penn State does these official visits. They do them pretty much every weekend in June. You were going through the weekend, and that has led to some questions for me. You had said the players, you debate, you know, who's the best at hosting, who does the sale. Your opinion, and you can't name yourself, who's the best host?
I'd probably have to give it to Devon Elise. He's pretty good. He always handles business. The McDonough guys, if nobody knows, our stretch of McDonough football players, which is a school in Owings Mills, Maryland, is really good. I think it started with PJ Mustafa, and then we went Devon Elise the next year. Then we went Curtis Jacobs the next year. Then we went Denied Dennis Sutton the next year. And then in the year after that, we went Mason, drawing a blank on his last name. But that's bad. I just played some games with him last night. I should be Mason Robinson. Mason Robinson, who plays DN. So we had a 5-year stretch of McDonough guys. So I kind of have to give that bow down to Devon Elise, who, if anybody knows or has interacted with Devon Elise, he is a character. He can make the whole room laugh very easily and kind of just brightens the whole room. And someone I've known for a long time has been kind of one of my big brothers here. So I do have to kind of give him that tip of the cap that he normally gets the job done. He's one of the guys that will be screaming around and saying, Coach Franklin, you know, I got a 90% win rate on these recruits. I've only lost one recruit ever, you know, all this stuff. So it's always fun. The guys, we try our best. We always want to try to land the recruits. And honestly, the coaches will have conversations with us. They'll say to us, you know, hey, and they want us to be honest, how do you think this guy's going to fit here? And basically what they're asking is, you just saw how this guy acted for 2 nights in State College. is he going to be a complete, you know, what I'm trying to say? Is he going to fit the
culture? Will he fit into the team?
Exactly. And, you know, and there's certain times, and even me, I've said, honestly, I don't really think so, coach. And they respect that. And they'll take that back and say, hey, the guys don't really, they don't think this guy's going to fit. He might be trouble, or he just doesn't mesh with the guys, whatever it may be. So it's nice to have that dialogue with the coaches, and that the coaches, that, you know, we mean enough to them that they say, hey, we trust our guys to ask them these questions, and, you know, basically them help decide who's going to come into this locker room next.
Well, there seems to be a culture at Penn State. You always hear this family environment. Players will say when they've selected Penn State, they enjoy it there. They feel like they're at home. So I would think that kind of thing would be part of it. Now, of course, after, you know, this positive kind of conversation, I'll ask, you know, who's the craziest host? Maybe the guy that Coach Franklin said, I'm not sure we're going to have him hosting anymore.
Oh, I'm trying to think, man. That's a tough one. Everybody always loved a Caden Wallace host. I never had him. But sometimes, you know, Caden Wallace he's a hilarious guy. Sometimes you got to keep an eye on our guy up in New England up there. So I don't know how many times he hosted. So sometimes you'll try out a guy one time and you'll say, all right, maybe we don't try him out again. And especially if you can't always put it on the host. But if a player gets in trouble, a recruit that is coming here, and, you know, his host is kind of responsible for him. So if you have a guy get in trouble, you're more than likely probably not going to see a recruit again. That didn't happen with Caden, but he just kind of came to mind, as he was one of my OGs, and he's always a hilarious, but he's an interesting dude. So, you know, Coach Frank, they do a good job though. You kind of start to see the same guys be recruits. Obviously, when younger guys come in, you'll see them trickle in, but it was like there's always a certain guys that are there. Like, I was always there, Devon was always there, Nick Dawkins was always there. You'd see Curtis Jacobs there a lot. So there was always kind of like a specific group of guys that you would see on the regular.
Well, you mentioned Caden Wallace. I don't know if you're aware of this. We actually had his father, Charles, on our show. And and I've met Charles a few times. What a wonderful man. He is fantastic.
Awesome. He was raised by two doctors. So,
yes.
You know, he's a smart dude. And there's no wonder he ended up in the third round of the Patriots. But He's a funny guy. He knows how to get after it on and off the field.
Yes. Great, great family.
Caden would be happy I talk about him in that way. He wants to be known as someone that always has fun. I want that on the record.
Okay. So Caden, you got the shout out on this show, and it was Landon's prompting. Okay. Give him credit for it. Okay. Now I need to hear about who are the players that you hosted.
Oh, man. Okay. So I've had a good amount. Obviously, it's normally a lot of offensive linemen. I've had Alex Birchmeier. I had Anthony Donka, who I absolutely love. We've talked about him a lot on the show. I got to say, Jim, I don't want to put myself out there too much, but I really missed on a lot of guys. I think I only hit on a couple guys, and they were pretty surefire. I'm not going to pretend like I came in and locked up some deals that we were on the edge of, like we were kind of teetering. I had some guys that were, you know, it was playing with house money pretty much. So I didn't get too many guys. I'm trying to think. I had Chimdi Ono as well. He's a tackle here. He's from Maryland. So really any offensive lineman from Maryland I would normally get. Olu had a couple as well. There was a tackle from Gonzaga, Evan Link, that I think he ended up going to Michigan or somewhere else. He was a pretty high-level dude, Olu. So you'd see Olu at a lot of these events too. But my favorite memories are probably Anthony Duncan, Alex Birchmeier. It's always a good time. And then I'd even have, sometimes guys would stay up unofficially and they'd say, hey, you know, can I stay with you or something like that? If they know you well, you know them from the high school area. So I've had guys stay up in my room and we'll put out a bet on them for them on the floor and, you know, have a good time, take them out, show them what State College is all about. But, I think I was a good recruit handler. I tried my best, but like I said, that's why I gave it to Devon Elise. Somehow he had this record of like seven. He hosted eight guys, and out of the eight guys, he got seven of them here. So, I got to give him a shout out. But I had some good dudes, and like I said, guys that are making an impact on the team now.
Well, if you have Birchmeier, Donka, Ono, that is not bad right there. And I've hung out with you in State College. Landon, that would be enough to convince me to come to Penn State. So a couple more questions for
I got to give you one more. This probably isn't in your questions, but I got to give a shout out to Nick Dawkins. I was just talking about him, but someone who's really impactful on the team right now is Zane Durant. And I specifically remember I had someone that night. I don't remember who it was because he didn't come here. But I remember Nick Dawkins had Zane Durant and I had someone else. And I guess we did a really good job and made sure Zane had a great time, obviously coming all the way from Florida. So that is really difficult for a lot of these guys to make that trip. And actually, our friend of the show just put out something recently about our Florida recruits and how they really haven't turned out well. And I think Zane Durant is really one of the only ones that turned out to be a really somewhat of a star. And I think he's going to have a big year this year. But I just had to mention I remember Zane Durant's official visit. It was really hilarious. And he's always been a super funny guy.
I actually owe you the graph. And you're talking about what Chris Buchanani did. He wrote that article for the Bloggy, and I had him on and we talked about it. Actually, the premise was more, should they keep recruiting in Florida? And actually, the conclusion is yes. They missed in the first couple. It seemed like there were a couple that, they weren't sticking around. But then they hit a streak for several years of very significant players coming from Florida. Several guys who ended up as starters, Zane Durant being one of them. So actually the conclusion was not stop recruiting Florida. It was actually, you should keep recruiting Florida. There's enough talent that you're bringing in. All right, still got a couple more questions. You talked about these socials where the coaches are around, James Franklin's around. Let's start with James Franklin. Now, I think all of us know how sociable he can be, how charming he could be. He's known as a good recruiter. Tell me what he is like in this kind of group setting where there's maybe 15 or 20 recruits and their families are there. What is James like in that setting?
Yeah, just for me, I visited over 20 schools, and it's very clear to everybody around if a coach is comfortable around, all different types of families, all different types of players. Hey, can they relate to any type of player? Like, what does that look like? And, I'd say, like I said, the families and the players get a feel for that very quickly. And you can tell very early on, right on your first visit, that Franklin just understands how to talk to people, how to relate to them. He has a good feel for people to how to basically, move accordingly of kind of the vibes they give off. I'd say that's one of his best traits, and that's why he's known as such an elite recruiter. So he does a good job. He gets up there on the mic, and he's cracking jokes, and a lot of them are like dad jokes. So everybody gives him some laughs. And sometimes the players will mess with him. We'll like boo him. He'll make like a dad joke. We'll be like, boo. And he'll laugh. And then he'll come back. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, is that why you didn't pass the conditioning test? And then everybody's like, oh. And it's this whole thing. So we have a good time with that type of stuff. And the coaches are good about that. And kind of they show how they interact with us. And I think that gives the parents of the recruits a good feeling of, hey, these guys love him. They're around him. They've been here for multiple years. I can trust my player with this coach and make sure that he's going to come out a better man than when he got here, a better football player. And really also a big part of it too is the academics. The Penn State, they do a really good job. And I talked about how they take him around and show him the academics. But Coach Franklin harps on it a lot. He tells people, look, they are going to get their degree first. That is what we come here for. We've been talking and we were going to talk about, I think, in quarter four about some changes coming. So, there could be a whole change to the NCAA as far as how important academics are viewed. But as of right now, Coach Franklin has one of the harshest stances all around college football about making sure his guys get a good education. And most parents are very fond of that take.
I would think they would be. And as much as I think every player who comes into a program like Penn State at this level thinks that one day they're going to be playing on Sundays. That's just part of the equation and wants to go to a place that would prepare them and give them the best opportunity to get there, to play in the NFL. The fact is, numbers are against you, though. The numbers say, and the numbers, even if you make it to the NFL, it's probably only for a handful of years you still have another, God willing, 50, 60 years of life left to you that you'll be left to your own devices. You know, academically, hopefully you will be well prepared for the rest of the world. You'll know enough how to handle that money you got while you were in the league. And Landon, that's going to be it for quarter three, but we're not done talking about these official visits. I still have more questions for you. We're going to hit that in quarter four.
Reputation is everything. Hi, I'm Matt Nobby, General Manager of Bobby Rahal Honda State College, and we're proud of the reputation we've built with our customers. We're not just here to sell you a new car. We support you through every mile of your Honda ownership with benefits like free state inspections and a complimentary loaner vehicle. We'll even wash and vacuum your car when it's in for service. Our reputation is car buying made simple and great service after the sale. Stop by our West College Avenue showroom today or go online at BobbyRahalHondaOfStateCollege.com.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. He's Landon. I'm Jim. We're having lots of fun. I'm enjoying this, Landon. We're talking about what it's like to go on an official visit to Penn State. We're coming up to that season. June is the typical month for this. It's typically a weekend endeavor. And we were just hitting on, you were talking about, Landon, that James Franklin is very careful to emphasize academics as part of the program here. It's not a football factory. You're expected to get your degree when you come to Penn State.
Absolutely. That standard and that bar is set as soon as you get here. So you understand that. And that's not that's trickled down from Coach Franklin. I mean, Pat Kraft down to Coach Franklin to the assistants that echo it. And then you deal with your academic advisors that make sure you are in the right place at the right time. And you understand, okay, and they'll help you. And they get a good understanding of either, hey, this guy is going to be able to handle everything on his own, or, you know, this guy's going to need a lot of help. He's going to need some parameters set. He's going to need a lot of study hall hours. And that's something they communicate with the coaches, with the parents, and then obviously with the players in the end of understanding where you guys are at. Thankfully, if you come in, and this is kind of what I did, if you show them you can handle all your business, they will then let you be free and you do not have to come into the Morgan Academic Center too much or anything like that. But I do, we ended the last segment kind of talking about a couple of different things, but I just do want to harp on this real quick of, we talked about, hey, most guys don't go to the NFL, and that's the reality. I think it's like 2-3% of college football players go to the NFL. And one thing that Coach Franklin and the Penn State staff do really well here is get us ready for that plan B, essentially. And I could speak to this, especially through NIL. There's so much more opportunity to be involved, to meet people, not only in the Penn State community, but out in the world. And, you know, there we do have the largest alumni network. And they put that to good use. We have these business nights where they're going to bring in over 50, 60 different businesses from around State College, and they bring in the owners and reps, and you're able to kind of talk to them and figure out, hey, how did you get started? And really just build relationships. That's the biggest thing that I have realized since I retired is how important these relationships are and what they can do for you. I've started my own media company, as everybody knows. And just the people that I have met through my time with football, through my time here at Penn State, have boosted me up so much and truly helped me. And that's just a testament to the Penn State family. And when you're a part of it, you're a part of it forever. But when now you're able to really take advantage of that in NIL, it's just really cool. So I just wanted to speak on that for a second, because some programs don't really do much with that or try to get their players around their donors. That is constantly happening here at Penn State. They're always just trying to get around these big-time donors, these business owners, and just understand, even if they can't help you out, understand their mindset, understand how they got to the point where they are at now, that type of thing. So Coach Franklin is very big on that. He'll say that in meetings. He'll say, hey, you know, if you guys don't get to the NFL, I want to see you be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Like, those are the goals we are setting. So just wanted to put that out there real quick. It's something that I'm really proud of that we do here at the university, and make sure that our football players have a plan B after football.
And I think, Landon, you're also a good example of, and I don't think players understand this, the ones who are using the transfer portal and going for the highest dollar value perhaps multiple times. But if you're here and you stay here, you are a Penn Stater. And I'm not saying it's not like that at other schools, but if you're a player that's committed to the program, to the school, I've been with you now a lot. We go to different places, and you're welcome with open arms anywhere by Penn Staters because you are a Penn Stater. Whether you're going to keep playing football or not, there is that connection, and people, I'll put it this, people love you, Landon, as a Penn Stater, and take part in that. And I also want to point out one other example of this, and this is actually with the basketball team. You and I did a program where it was a meet some donors. It was an NIL event where Mike Rhodes had every player from his team attend it. And Mike Rhodes, when he spoke at this, he said, I told the players, take advantage of these people. They can help you. Make best use of this. They are successful people, and you getting a chance to relate to them, getting this opportunity to talk to them one-on-one, they're thrilled to talk to you, but you should be thrilled to talk to them also.
Absolutely. That is a mindset you try to instill in the guys is, hey, you know, these people that are mean a lot to their community, like I said, big time business owners that either donate, and a lot of them will help pay for scholarships. That is a big thing that people around Penn State will do, is they donate enough money where it's, hey, this is three scholarships worth of guys. So they want to meet those guys. They want to meet the people that they are paying to help go to school. So that creating those relationships are honestly some of the coolest things, coolest opportunities that are presented to our guys. There's a lot of people that there's a really cool housing program that was put together kind of by the collective and some other people around Penn State, where if you're a football player, your family is able to come here and stay with essentially a host family for the weekend. I know a bunch of different people that do it around town. So, you know, families coming in from out of town, hey, you kind of hit up the head of that association. Hey, do you have somewhere for me to stay this weekend? And even in worst case, if they don't have a house for you to stay at, they will hook you up with a hotel. So they do a really good job of making sure your family is taken care of as well. But then through that, like I said, people are staying at houses. You build relationships with these donors that want to help you out. And next thing you know, you're inviting them to your graduation party. They're coming to your wedding, all this type of cool stuff, and these amazing relationships that you build just because you put yourself out there and allow yourself to meet some really cool people that are in turn even trying to help you out. So that's the biggest thing, especially if you were trying to help me out. It only makes sense, Jim, that I should take the time to want to learn about you and you know, become really good acquaintances. So that's something that our players do really well and that Coach Franklin's super proud of.
And you're very good at making acquaintances, Landon. I could talk about that firsthand. I talked to you earlier about the socials during the weekend of the official visits. I asked you specifically about James Franklin. Tell me about the assistant coaches. Who's really good at it? And I'm sure they all have different personalities. Mm. Tell me about the assistant coaches and how well they do in this kind of environment when it's time to mingle with the different players. I'm sure they gravitate a bit to their own position, you know, Coach Troutwine to the offensive lineman, but I'm sure they also talk to the others. Tell me about the assistant coaches in these mixers.
Yeah, I'll give you one on offense and one on defense. I'd say I think far and away the best recruiter I've ever seen is Anthony Poindexter. He's legit. He just knows how to talk to guys. He has done it. You know, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. So there is that aspect of it where it's, you know, hey, I respect this guy automatically because I've seen what he's done in the past. And he can just relate with all types of folks. So it's really cool to kind of watch him go to work. And you kind of see that result on the field with, you know, didn't necessarily get some of those guys here, but Jair Brown, a bunch of different guys. He has, you know, two NFL stars that he coached. He's got Zakee Wheatley. He's got Jaden Reed. Kevin Winston Jr., just a loaded room. He just keeps producing talent. So you see, not only is he good at getting the talent in, he is also then good at getting the best out of his guys. So I have to give that to Anthony Poindexter overall, but that's on the defensive side. And the offensive side, I love Coach Howe. He is just the most awesome. He'll be okay that I call him this all the time, but he's just that relatable kind of chubby fat guy. He's just, just hilarious, kind of makes fun of himself. He's really good at giving you a comeback, though. You know, I'll make a jab like that at him, and then he'll come right back with something just as funny or even funnier. And he's a smart dude. So, and once again, as you can see, same type of thing with Poindexter on the defensive side. He has got in some really talented tight ends and is also, once again, putting that on the field and translating the great recruit success to on the field success. So those two coaches, I would say, are probably two of the best recruiters I've ever seen go to work. I will give a shout out to Tyler Bowen, who was the tight ends coach here. He's one of the reasons why I came here. He was the offensive line coach at Maryland my freshman year of high school. Then he was here for 4 years. I come here, Jim. I tell you, I come here for him essentially because I love him. This dude leaves about 10 days after I get here. He gets the job. He got the job down for the Dolphins for a year. Now he's actually back with Coach Pry. He's the offensive coordinator at Virginia Tech. But that's also someone that I've seen who is one of the best recruiters ever. So there's always been some really good recruiters in and around Penn State. So it's easy and kind of see why they land some of these top talents.
I like, you know, Ty Howell describing himself as the little chubby guy. I feel like I can relate to that. So I like that. And I think the results speak for itself. Tight end is probably my favorite position. Mm-hmm. How well they've recruited and they send guys to the league and go on from there. And I just want to mention, I had the opportunity. This is several years back, and I was not in, you know, the position I am now, part of the media. And I got to meet the coaching staff in a mixer like that. And first of all, I'll circle back to, you know, Coach Franklin. I've probably told this story on the air previously. He is so good in that kind of environment. You think he's your best friend from that one evening. And again, this is the first evening I ever met him. I think I got like three hugs from him in the one evening. And the other guy who's not here, but you mentioned, was Brent Pry, was the defensive coordinator at the time. He and I talked baseball, and you know how much I love baseball. And I'm not even sure how we got there. It was in August, so it was, you know, deep into the baseball season. So again, just it was wonderful to see how these coaches work and how they could relate to their audience. Now, the one other question about people who the players intermingle with is, you mentioned academic advisors. So during that weekend, how does that work? Is it like, okay, I'm a broadcast journalism major, so I will see someone from that department?
No, it's not really that specific. What I was talking about on Saturday, when they kind of go into the Morgan Academic Center here at Penn State and they get shown around, that's normally when the coaches will kind of pass them off to the academic staff. And it's just the football academic staff, which is made up about four or five different people. The head, the guy who kind of takes the head of that, is Todd Kolka. He's a letterman here. And I think he's been the head academic dude for well over 30 years now.
Oh, wow.
So he's seen it all. He has all the stories. Another guy that has just an insane amount of connections. But he has seen it all, and he knows what players do. You know, I'll tell you what, he checks classes. And you do not want to see Todd Kolka checking your class, because if you're even a couple minutes late, you're getting in trouble. Because sometimes if they send like a student helper to check your class, they'll be lenient. They'll be like, all right, as long as you're there, like, you're 15 minutes late, but it's whatever. No, if you go in and TK's sitting in there, you better be there on time or you're in some big trouble. You might be having a power hour. And we don't even want to get into what a power hour is right now.
All right, that's going to be the last word, Landon. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
Reputation is everything. Hi, I'm Matt Nobby, General Manager of Bobby Rahal Honda State College, and we're proud of the reputation we've built with our customers. We're not just here to sell you a new car. We support you through every mile of your Honda ownership with benefits like free state inspections and a complimentary loaner vehicle. We'll even wash and vacuum your car when it's in for service. Our reputation is car buying made simple and great service after the sale. Stop by our West College Avenue showroom today or go online at BobbyRahalHondaOfStateCollege.com.